At Sunraysers Triple M, Oztober, 31-day celebration of Australian music. It really is the best in the world. Can the Wallabies break the Bledisloe curse? It's happening this coming Saturday, tomorrow, 7pm on 10, and also Win Network. The All Blacks have one hand on their 18th straight Bledisloe Cup, can you believe it? But with the Wallabies back on home turf, do they have what it takes to pry those Kiwi fingers off the cup? Let's find out. The voice of rugby, Gordon Bray. Very good morning to you, Gordon. How are you?
Very well, mate, man. Lovely to be with you in one of the great horticultural epicentres of Australia.
That's right. We're live from ANZ Stadium, the third nail-biting instalment of the Bledisloe Cup, and it kicks off tomorrow, as I mentioned, 7pm on the Win Network here in Mildura, Sunraysia. It's going to be a ripper game. What are your thoughts, mate? Can the Wallabies do it this time?
Well, it's very interesting. I look at the All Black side. Australia has to win the next two games, tomorrow and then at Suncorp next week. Had that draw in the first match in Wellington, which surprised everyone. We've got a new coach in Dave Rennie, and he's blooded some new Wallabies for tomorrow's game. Lolisio, at number 10. He's only 20 years of age. He was in the under-20 team last year. Simone plays his first test next to him in inside centre, both from the Brumbies. And Jordan Patea gets his first start in a test in Australia. He's only just turned 20. So it takes me back to 1980 when I first started calling Bledisloe Cups, when a few names you might remember, Mark Keller, Michael Hawke and Michael O'Connor, were all thrown in against the All Blacks. So it's a similar scenario tomorrow. And although they're up against the best backline in the world, yes, I think they can cause the upset.
Now, look, there is a bit of rain around today. Do you think that'll come into play on Saturday?
Yeah, I was looking at your weather map. You've got a bit of rain around, but we've got lovely sunny skies here in Sydney. But the weather will play a part. But don't forget, the Wallabies have been up in the Hunter Valley, and I tell you what, they've had 150 mils up there over the past 8 or 9 days. So they've been training in the wet for 5 or 6 of those days. So the wet weather, I don't think, will be a factor, because I think Australia's ready. They've been training in those conditions, and if anything, it might just hinder the All Blacks in their fast attacking game.
Yeah, terrific stuff. We're looking forward to it. And game number 3, the Wallabies and the All Blacks, tomorrow night, 7pm on the Win Network, and also streaming on timplay.com.au. The voice of rugby, Gordon Bray, thank you so much for your time this morning. Up the mighty Wallabies! Let's do it, Gordon!
Good on you, Matt, man. Yes, let's hope everyone in Mildura is watching tomorrow night. It's going to be a grand occasion. We should have about 40,000.
Thank you once again, Gordon Bray, Triple M.